November 24th, 1997, Fort Chair, tape 2. And I believe the operative phrase is Eclipse's quote is, "Food, they gave you food? I had to catch my own rats." Sorry, okay. Back to the topic.
What a cush
for them. Okay.
So she's a maybe.
She's possibly handleable, yeah. And she's probably as good as we're going to get.
Right. I mean, I can't give Cutout a full recommendation because I don't know if the government will give him what he wants.
Right.
And I'd bet on them.
Well, we have to recommend and say what we suggest for getting them to not go wild again.
Right.
In her case, it's like, show her what has been accomplished since her time.
He's cheaper to buy out than she is, probably.
Probably true.
Money and women
different
is not
kind of cheap.
Right. Okay, so let's move on to the next person.
Okay, the next one is Mr. Lightning.
So much fun so far.
So he has...
We'll give you a nice warm bath.
Oh, let's see. So, Mr. Lightning.
Felt bad about Lace.
Lots of mass damage crimes. Lots of robberies. Fair number of murders. A whole bunch of rapes.
Great.
Aggravated assault. Quite a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
They will come in and disconnect the two fluorescent bulbs and bring in sort of like Xylem sticks, but in sort of a lantern type thing. So as to provide chemical light during the course of the interview. He does not, oddly enough, he does not have a stun pack. They do bring him in bagged. They have wires on him. They will attach one of the wires from his feet over to a ground. So he will sit in the plastic chair. They remove the bag and then quickly get out of sight. He will look at you by the eerie blue glow of the chemical lantern. He's got, still has pretty good looks, starting to age a bit.
How long has he
black
been?
Hair, sort of a white flash in the hair.
How long has he been?
He's been for maybe about 10 years.
Okay.
Serving, muttering like a 380-year sentence.
Right.
Originally sentenced to the electrical chair, and then
they thought better of it.
Electrical chair.
You guys figure out the powers.
Yeah. So, my name is Paul Laurentide. I'm a mind controller. The reason I'm here is because the U.S. is having difficulty with some supervillains in New York, and they need to put together a team to deal with it. And this is one of the avenues they're exploring.
Are the babes for me?
No.
Okay.
And this is my backup.
No more cook.
You bring babes as a backup?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So what I'm here for is to talk to you and make my recommendation as to whether or not I think you're one of the people who should be on the team to take out these New York supervillains. I'm only part of the process. I don't get to make the final decision.
We talking pardon?
I don't know the full details. Could be a pardon, could be a furlough, could be a parole.
Screw the furlough shit.
Okay. What I want to do...
Oh, this is like a weekend off.
What I want to do, I'm a mind controller. Okay.
Yeah.
One of the options we
can
have
you look
here.
In? Can you see what I'm thinking right now?
No, but I can make you trust me. What I can do is I can make you trust me.
How many does it be muscle?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I'd like to interview you while you're under my mental influence, because that way I'll be able to get a clearer picture of, you know, what you want, what your goals are, what you do if you got let out.
Does it make a big difference to their decision as to whether or not you're doing your little mind trick to me when you're talking to me?
Not as far as I know. What matters as far as what I say is, you know, what I report. So what matters is how far I believe you. I'll believe you more if I mind control you, but...
Go for it.
You sure?
Sure.
Okay.
What is that kit?
Four. No, three.
He blocks it.
I'm pushing.
Okay.
I hit it.
Now you got him.
That's because he wasn't watching you. He was with the girls.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh my god. You always roll like this 30, when you push.
40. That would be a 51. Okay.
So, Paul.
Yes.
Let's, jump the loser there, then, you know, you and me, the two babes.
No.
God.
That's not the best thing for you.
Really?
Trust me.
Okay.
Okay. What the best thing for you right now is we're going to do this interview, and you should tell me the truth. Because if I don't hear the truth, I'm not going to be able to make a good decision. And, you know, it's in my best interest to get people to take out these supervillains.
Sure.
That's what
I'm your man, you know. I mean,
sure.
These guys are what, like tough?
Yeah.
But can they take, you know, 250,000 volts?
Probably not.
Okay, then I'm your guy.
Okay.
So, you sign me out of here. We go up them. We fry. We have, like, the weekend. A couple of chicks. You know, chicks dig heroes.
Sure. If they didn't dig us, you know, what if we bumped into a couple of chicks who didn't appreciate us?
It's just a matter of, like, you know, showing them his boss.
Sure. And, you know, if the world didn't appreciate us, if they didn't appreciate what we'd done...
Well, fuck them.
Okay. You say some interesting things.
Yeah. So, you know, I can trust you not to, like, you know, maybe put that indiscretion on the report, right, Paul?
Sure.
So you'll put something that'll get me out, right?
I mean, I got to tell
you. They never did find the stash from that Wells robbery. You and me. It's a lot of money.
Huh. How much money?
A couple of mil.
Okay.
Unmarked.
Are they looking for it?
They've probably given up by now. It's been, you know, a decade.
All right.
And that mob money?
That too?
Yeah, by the cabin.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
So, you know, with your power and my power, they'd be unstoppable.
That's true. Look, I can't check you out right here, right?
I'm probably getting mad right before he's worked.
They won't let me walk out of here with you?
Sure they could. You just tell them, hey, I'm walking out of here. You trust me to let them out of here.
They'd shoot me.
No way.
Yeah, they would.
No way.
They gotta be looking at me for it to work.
What, like through that mirror there?
Yeah, but now we've been talking about it.
It doesn't matter. You just tell them, no, you trust me. It's all part of the plan to evaluate them.
Hey, Mr. Lightning?
Yeah?
We'll do it, but we got to do it subtle.
Okay. I trust you to do it subtle.
All right, great.
Don't take too long, though.
Oh, no, don't worry. It won't take too long.
I got a temper.
All right. I got to send you back to the cell, but hopefully we'll talk again. I got to do it. I got to.
No, okay, I understand. It's a plan. You got to go with
it. But we'll talk again real soon.
Okay, we should take everyone out with us.
It's a thought. Could we trust them?
What?
The way we trust each other? Okay,
well, no,
stupid question.
Kind of trust.
Stupid
we just, question. You know, use them.
All right.
I mean, there's going to be casualties. I mean, if these guys are tough.
Sure.
There's no point in being one of us.
That's a good point. Better to be in the back than the front in this kind of thing.
Exactly.
All right, cool.
So, you know, while they're beating up on them.
We'll do our thing.
Okay.
All right.
Remember the money.
Oh, always. I never forget money.
Don't screw me.
Me?
And then they, like, come in and, like, the back of them and carry them away.
I know.
I
That's a little less one.
When you started promising to let him out, I decided that it was a no.
What?
I decided it was no long before.
Well, I decided that you. I knew I was just trying to get him out.
I
wanted to get him the fuck out of the room before he tried us. Yes.
Maria says very
quietly. There was something familiar about him, though.
I decided it was
something familiar.
Yeah.
Like what? Familiar?
I rolled two dice from memory.
Okay.
Maria decided it was a no.
No.
I didn't think we could look at like sex offenders.
The hair?
Really,
looked like Doc Blitz's. Like the face a little bit. Like
Doc Blitz?
Oh!
Blitz?
Doc Blitz. Possibly coincidence. This episode will make the eventual everyone from Fort Chair breaks out scenario so much more compelling.
We'd like to volunteer
for
the space program.
Yeah, well, that would be really convenient. Maybe that's the real reason. So now it's backup if anyone like ever escapes from the prison.
We know that.
They know where they're going to go. Okay, after Mr. Lightning is led away and Paul has a period of time where he continues concentrating and he goes, okay, back in the cell by now. Okay, now I can let go.
I'd like to take a moment.
This troubles.
Okay, the next in
greatly. Yes.
Is Nima, whose power is invisibility.
No, ma'am.
Who's also his curse, since it doesn't turn off.
Oh. Nima?
Mostly.
Let in.
What?
What is he perceived with?
And how do we perceive him?
Never mind. It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it matters how we perceive him.
Go through his file.
But yeah, go through his file.
Theft, espionage, the sort of things you would expect. Voyeurism.
Attack on.
this guy's name is Nemo?
Nemo.
Nemo.
No man. N-E-M-O. No man. Nemo means no man.
So he'll be let in. He has a...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
He has the belt on. He has... Chains, it's an empty suit. Okay, an empty suit gets let in. He's only invisible
without his clothes on.
How was he caught?
Yeah.
Bummer of a power man.
How was he caught?
Somebody with, like, funny senses, like, you know, hit him.
Does he see with his eyes?
It's not quite clear what his perceptions are.
Okay.
I think Rebel, like, punched him out with a lucky punch.
Okay.
I'm going to get a good look at him with the sonics.
Okay. You, like, feel out his bitey cavities and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Oh, and also, no, except you can't see him a bit, because what they've done is they've taken, like, powder and, like, applied it to his face. And so this sort of ghostly face above the rest of it, above the suit.
Just so you know, Carl, about discriminating on the sonar, so I can tell people apart.
Because you can tell him again when he comes after you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the invisible guy.
He has, let's see, he's got the stun belt on, he's got the leg and wrist chains.
Do you get the lights turned back on?
Oh, we switched the lights.
Yeah, they'll put the lights back to normal. And take the chemical lantern away. So he comes in, he sits down, he looks around. Or at least the little powdery thing sort of turns.
Right.
You can't see eyes in it because they didn't powder the eyes. So there's just sort of the where you can see the back of the wall through the eyes.
Great.
So
it's like a mask.
I would like to attempt to speak to him in telepathy.
Because they didn't like do the back of the face.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
Okay.
This is telepathy.
Okay. This is telepathy on drugs.
This is telepathy on drugs.
Okay.
So I don't do enough unless he's resisting.
I know, that's good.
Okay, so I say to him, you know, hello, my name is Paul Warrentine. Can you hear me?
He says, get out of my head.
Okay. I can't tell what you're thinking. I have no ability to read your thoughts whatsoever. Let me tell you a little bit about myself.
Are you saying this verbally now?
Verbally, yeah. My name is Paul Warrentine. I do things mentally, projectively.
Good for you.
My most potent ability is out of mind control, which is why I'm here. Okay. I'm not going to mind control you without your permission.
Good.
Okay. There's a team of supervillains terrorizing New York right now, and one of the avenues the U.S. is taking to deal with that is putting together, is considering releasing some people from here in order to fight them.
So they're, like, pretty desperate if they're sending four kids to go ask a guy whose only power is turning invisible. To go fight these four guys. I can trip them.
Okay. I didn't make the list of people to interview, so, you know, I can't really comment on that.
The government screw up.
Sure.
There is actually a way you could be useful in that you could follow them home and they could catch them with their guard down.
Oh, that'd be clever. What time of the year is it?
November.
Not New York. Can you get him to Miami?
Oh, good point.
Good point.
Never
come back and talk to me in April.
Okay. So here's the question. What I would like to do, if you want me to, if you don't want me to, that's also perfectly okay, and we'll continue the interview. I get to make recommendations on whether or not, you know, on who gets released. I'm not the final answer. I'm just part of the process. Okay? What I would like to do is mind control you to trust me. Ask you a few questions that way. If there's anything, you know, you don't want me to ask you, feel free to say so beforehand. I'm not going to do this without your permission. I'm really not interested in that. Then I'll make a report, you know, make my recommendation, and they'll make whatever decision they make. Or if you want, I can talk to you without the mind control, and I'll still make a report, and they'll still make whatever decision they make.
Or you could just mind control me even after having told me that. In fact, you could have mind controlled me already when you were in my head before.
Yes.
So let's just pretend that you already mind controlled me then. Sure, I trust you. What'd you say your name was?
Paul.
Paul. I trust you, Paul.
Okay. Should I pretend to mind control you again, or do we want to just leave that as set?
If you like.
Okay.
It's not like I got anywhere to go.
Okay.
Hey, are they looking behind that screen there?
What?
That's like a one-way mirror, right?
Could be.
Hey, guys. So you won't mind if I just like unzip out of this, right, and like just hide in a corner?
I think they'd probably get pretty upset.
Yeah, I guess so.
No sense of humor.
You got no sense of humor.
There's a 10.
CIA?
Yep.
Really?
Truly.
It's usually CIA.
20. 34.
Okay.
So.
You're too trustworthy to be from the CIA, though.
That's true. All French are naturally trustworthy.
Is your French?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, are you interested in this?
Oh, running around New York in November?
Sure.
No.
Okay.
May? Maybe.
Okay. That's possible.
I mean, all I gotta do is, like, follow them home and then, like, phone in, and then, like, the elite strike force, young punks, comes in and stomps them flat. Yeah, okay. I'm there. Okay.
Would you be interested in it if it were just a furlough rather than a parole type thing?
What, they bring me back here afterwards? That would suck.
That's true. Are you interested?
I'm interested in them getting me out of here long enough for me to do that bit for.
Okay.
I'm not saying I'm going to hang around the phone after I call them.
Okay. Let's say that you do it, that it's a full parole, you know, they let you go afterwards, you're a hero, you help save New York.
No parole, I want a pardon.
Or a pardon.
I want a presidential pardon saying I never committed any crime.
I can't guarantee that.
I understand.
Okay.
But I trust that you'll do your best for me, Paul.
Sure. That's what I'm here for.
Me.
Yeah.
Because I have to think that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm being honest with you.
So it kind of sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you get a power like that, and all I can do is turn invisible.
I didn't roll the dice.
I understand.
Okay. So what would you do afterwards? I mean, would you go back to the life of crime, espionage?
First, I'd find a girl's gym.
Okay.
It's been a long time, Paul.
Sure.
And then, I don't know, like a bank.
Okay.
And then, I don't know, somewhere warm.
Okay.
Never catch me from somewhere warm. Did I say that?
Yes.
Shit. Well, what do they care anyway? I mean, so, like, there's one sneak thief voyeur running around. Big deal. What's that compared to having New York City all in one piece?
Boy, that's an excellent question.
I think it's a pretty reasonable trade.
Well, I'm glad it's not my decision to make.
Isn't it?
No, I just make recommendations.
But I bet they'd trust your recommendation, would they, Paul?
I would hope so.
If you, like, talk to them just right?
I don't think they'd let me talk to them just right.
Is that because they don't trust you?
Yeah.
You should make them trust you, Paul.
That's all I'm saying. Keep that in mind. So, I appreciate your time. Yeah, I know. I keep saying it, and I keep thinking as I'm saying it, that's a really stupid thing to say.
Hey, it passes the time.
Okay, that's something.
Amino, it's this or rat counting.
That's a good point. Well, I guess I'll let you know. Thanks.
Sure.
He was almost pleasant.
Okay, do it come and haul him away.
After he's long gone.
Yeah.
Lame power, won't stick to the rules.
Nope.
Maybe if they're really desperate.
Not a really
and, like, seriously, I'd be willing to probably, you know, offer my services to the U.S. government for his role in exchange for not having him be relieved.
Okay, I'll just make that note. Then. Blind spot.
You just don't want any other
Alex,
haven't heard
Alex, that from Alex. Is this how I feel, like, when I find out that other mentalists are abusing their power? It gives us a bad name. Is there something
about
that?
Okay.
I must say that he does give invisible
this guy uses his power. This guy uses his power poorly. And he's petty.
Okay. Okay.
We're having harmony and...
I don't want to be mistaken for things he does.
Okay. I completely understand.
Haven't harmony and rhyme also willing to, like, take the place of Mr. Lightning in exchange for not letting him go?
That's different.
I think we'll just have to...
No, because he would hurt...
No, because I actually played out a role.
Because, okay,
yeah, it was useful.
And this guy, like, he's, like, not totally useful or anything, but he's not, like, totally evil.
Yeah.
I mean...
He's not killing
people.
He's not hurting people really badly or killing people.
He gets a minus sign.
Harmony would be perfectly happy to uncommute his sentence to the chair with a sentence to his son.
No, Neo has not gotten the chair.
No,
he's
no,
like
Mr.
40
no,
years.
Mr. Lightning.
Oh, Mr. Lightning, yeah.
Mr. Lightning would go out and really badly hurt a lot of people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nemo would go out and look at a lot of girls.
Well, I mean, that hurts people, too.
Nemo would rip people off.
But it's a different
Nemo would rip people off.
Nemo would rip people off. Okay.
Yeah.
So he gets a minus.
He'd hurt people, but not as badly.
If he was really useful, he might be willing.
Yeah, if he was really useful, then he'd be useful.
So if he had, like, Orion's power,
that would be great.
If he had Orion's power and all he wanted to do was look at some pretty girls, he might be willing to
go to Rhea.
Okay. So are we set? Are we ready for the next one?
Ready for the next one? Okay, good.
Yeah,
so you guys are, like, halfway through.
Yeah.
It's good going.
We've got two.
Okay, so if it keeps up, then you're, like,
Four and four.
Yeah,
we'd like
to talk to
Monolith. They know where she is. Somebody knows where she is.
Yeah.
Okay, next up is Alkahest, who has universal solvent powers. Basically, both his
teleporter.
Both his blood and his spit Will dissolve through anything non-organic.
For how long?
It's sort of a catalyst, so it works pretty good. It's quite a bit.
Okay, he didn't spit on the ground one day and it went all the way to the
right.
Floor of the earth.
He can, like, spit on a gun and it will, like, render the gun useless.
Yeah. Okay. Matter equal.
Okay,
he's got a good power.
For now.
Let's see, so they will bring him in.
Plus non-organic matter?
Is he invulnerable or anything?
What? No, not really.
Okay, so he's...
So he comes in bagged and belted, and then they also... Oh,
wait, what does
really
this
do
to the people?
What do you think?
More organic?
Oh, it's organic.
It's organic.
Oops. So does his spit work on people?
Not that they know of.
It makes them
How was he cut?
What?
And what parts have he done? And these are important. We need to know
these. Sure, sure. I think Simpson probably just, like, ran up and, like, knocked him silly.
Sure.
Crimes are, like, mostly theft and then, like, you know, assault and battery type stuff.
They're actually not that great of power. I mean, it could affect the chain and, you know, a few other things, but...
Yeah. Okay. But we're interviewing him anyway. They put him on the list for some sort of reason.
They put Nemo on the list, too.
Yeah, Nemo could have put everyone on the list.
Yeah.
They put Orion on the list.
That's true.
You know how, like, maybe, you know, some of these may actually be, I don't know if it will have occurred to you, might have been controls, where if they go, okay, so he said let him go, and just ignore the rest of his record.
That's completely plausible. That's why I keep saying I'm only one cog in the decision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Lightning, it's quick. Okay.
Okay. So, Alka's coming in. He looks like some middle-aged guy. I think, like...
No, Mr. Lightning would probably be easier to take down.
Late 30s. Again, you know, not very well in shape. Sort of a boring, nevish type. He's wearing the coveralls. He's wearing, I guess, the chains, but they seem to be ceramic. And a stun belt. And they'll remove the gag. They'll unbag him and they'll remove the gag, which is, like, half dissolved.
Right.
Wouldn't the silk not dissolve?
So. And then they'll fix it.
Depart. So, my name is Paul, and the reason I'm here is because the U.S. has a number of supervillains plaguing New York, and they're looking, this is one of the options they're looking at dealing with them, is sending some of you guys out on a pardon or a parole or some such deal. I don't know exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
My power is not particularly good for that, but I'm willing.
Okay. The reason I'm here...
Yeah?
You know, the reason they're sending a 17-year-old in to do this is because I'm a mind controller.
17?
Yeah.
You look older.
Thank you. What I do is I can control emotions, okay?
Okay. So you can, like, make people not be afraid to go up against people who will squish them flat. Is that it?
Yeah, but that would be really stupid.
Okay.
What I'm here for is to, if you say it's okay, and I'm not going to do this unless
sure, go ahead.
Okay. Is make you trust me.
Okay.
And then do this little interview and talk to you about what you're going to do afterwards and so forth.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Sure. But you're not going to, like, make me want to go up against them, are you?
I promise you that I will not do that.
Okay.
The only thing I'm going to do to your mind...
Is it working already?
No, it's not.
No.
But I have a trustworthy face.
I guess.
Several people have told me
so. What are they for? Are they
backup.
Really? What? Like, in case I suddenly get out of control?
Mm-hmm.
Now I could be out of these chains that fast.
I know you could.
Yeah, but then they just push the damn button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So are you, like, from what? Are you, like, from... Some government agency?
No, we're part of the UN team.
Really? Are you, like, investigating, like, human rights abuses? Because, man, I got some stories.
That's an interesting question. 26?
Okay.
So, you understand that my goal...
Do you want to hear about the human rights abuses?
Let me do the interview first on the human rights abuses.
Oh, sure.
Okay. My goal in this, I want to find people that I can let out. Because I want to get this problem dealt with. Sorry. So, you know, my optimal result here is to find out that you're trustworthy, that, you know, they can let you go, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. Well, that's certainly what I want to have happen.
Okay. First question I guess I want to ask is, why did you commit crimes?
Well, because, you know, you have this power. It's not really a very good hero power.
Okay.
You know, if you have the ability to, like, melt through anything, mm-hmm. it immediately occurs to you, you know, banks have all those fancy locks, but, you know, what the hell good is that? As a hero, you know, what can you really say to a fleeing supervillain? Stop or I'll spit. No.
Okay.
People would laugh.
That's true.
I mean, even with a good name, and you got to admit, it's a good name.
It's a great name.
Yeah. And, you know, you can, I can bleed on things. That actually dissolves flesh, but it's much slower.
Sure.
I mean, as in, you know, you can bleed too much and you, like, pass out.
Right, right, and that's no good.
Yeah.
So, is it, I mean, was it the money or was it just desire to use your powers?
Desire to use my powers. I mean, you have a power, right?
Right.
You want to use it. I mean, the idea of, like, just working in some boring 9-to-5 job, never getting to use your power. Where's the fun in that?
Okay.
So, I like, a fancy costume. I needed a better henchman.
Sure.
My henchman failed me.
I hear that happens a lot.
Sure. It's hard to get, like, quality henchmen.
Let's say that the U.S.
When your power is, you know, dissolving stuff.
Dissolving stuff, right.
Sure.
Let's say the U.S. put together a team, you know, call it Team 2 or Team 3 or whatever, right?
Whatever they're up to now.
Whatever they're up to now.
Wait, hang on just a sec.
Sure.
Why isn't Team 1 handling this?
Team 1 is not currently in good shape to handle it.
Really?
Truly.
Well, that's just too bad.
That's how I felt about it.
Okay. Nothing bad happened to Slipstream, did it?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm.
You told me something bad happened to Slipstream.
Something bad happened to Slipstream.
All right. Oh, sorry.
That wasn't really nice. Okay.
I trust you enough to put that on the report.
Sure. It's not really any of my business how you feel about Slipstream. Okay. So, where was my question? Oh, yeah. So, let's say the United States put together a hero team, right?
Sure. Ooh, hero team.
And they wanted you on it. You know, not just for this one job, but as sort of a permanent thing.
Because I got a good name.
Because you got
a good
name.
Do we have good agents?
What?
Do we have a good quality agents?
I don't know how good the U.S. agents
are. Like ex-Navy SEALs or something.
Maybe. I mean, I can't say.
Okay. I mean, Vietnam veterans are getting old now, but like Gulf War veterans.
Hypothetically.
Okay.
Hypothetically, you know, it's a good team. It's a team you can be proud to be on. You know, they figure out a way to let you use your powers effectively, and it's for good.
Okay.
Is that happy?
Am I out of here?
Well, no. I mean, I want you to tell me honestly.
Sure. I trust you. If it gets me out of here, yes, I'm for it.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not sure how much good my powers will be, but you know.
I know. I mean, I'm not either. I'm not saying that they could think up something like this. It's just a hypothetical. And, I mean, would you stick with that? Would that be, you know, if they could give you a way to use your powers...
Oh, would I have to continue being a hero?
Yeah.
I don't really have a hero kind of power.
What if they figured out a way? Look.
Would it be okay if I, like, turned evil and then my team, you know, my team opposed me? I mean, kind of harmless as a supervillain.
It's true.
I mean, it's not like I want to, like, blow up the world or anything. Mostly I just like to, like... dissolve priceless works of art or, like, you know, sneak into banks and steal stuff.
Sure.
It's not bad. It's like, you know, supervillains.
As far as supervillains go, you're not that bad.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know.
The insurance company's covered all, you know.
Sure. I know people like this.
You know. Could you get me in touch with them?
You dissolve priceless works of art?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to meet her.
Really?
She'd get upset.
Would she?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Sorry.
So, yeah, no, I mean, not like the last one. That would be sick.
Yeah.
But if you got, like, 2 almost priceless works of art,
uh-huh.
and something bad happens to one of them,
the
other one's like more than twice as valuable.
That's pretty clever.
Isn't that odd? But there it is.
There it is.
It's just human nature.
You've thought about this, haven't you?
I'm just taking advantage of human nature.
Okay. So I think that's about all of the interview. Am I missing anything here? Okay. If you want to do, you know, a quick 5-minute summary of the human rights violations, that would be fine.
Oh, I don't know if I could cover it in 5 minutes, but you know these little stun belt things?
Uh-huh.
Anything you do wrong, man, they give you a jolt.
Okay.
And then sometimes they, like, don't let the thumb off the button as fast as, you know, I think they should.
Right.
So, and, you know, they get so upset, you know, I'm just like, you know, okay, so maybe something did happen to the lock. But, you know, sometimes the guy's just got to spit.
Okay.
And if they hit me, you know, and I bleed, it's not my fault that it spatters. I mean, a man can't control his own blood.
I gotta give you that. Yeah, that's definitely true.
So I think this should be like some sort of investigation or like, you know, maybe like is 20 minutes still on?
Hmm? Yeah, 20 minutes.
60 minutes?
60 minutes, yeah.
20, 60 minutes.
Yeah.
They should like come in here and do like one of those undercover things.
Uh-huh.
Of course, they need like a super villain for that.
Yeah, that would be kind of tough.
Yeah. Some of them could hide a camera.
Okay. Okay, great. So thanks for your time, and I'll make the report, and I guess they'll get back to you.
Yeah, they're not going to take me, are they?
Let me put it this way. Okay, you'd like to go back to a life of crime. That's a negative. Right? I got to be honest
with
you.
But not very big crime.
But it's not very big crime, and that's a positive.
Yeah.
You know, New York getting trashed, you running around free, they're probably going to have to weigh it.
Yeah.
And if they can figure out a way for your powers to be useful, who knows?
Okay. But does it help any to mention that, like, if I spit in someone's eyes, it blinds them?
Sure.
But I guess I'd have to get up pretty close fast. That could be dangerous.
That could be pretty dangerous.
Like a 6-foot. Just goes. Yeah. Goes sputter.
So that's a. If you have a really good use for his powers, it's probably okay.
I can think of ways to use his powers that doesn't involve him living.
Oh!
Which is why, like, I'm not going to recommend
this is why the very goal-oriented Bulgarian is not in charge of the operation.
Alex.
Yeah. Maria says,
I'm not recommending him, okay?
Right. Maria says, they keep hydrofluoric acid in wax containers, right?
Right.
Yeah.
This is really sick, but blood grenade?
No!
Yuck!
Sorry.
Okay.
It's not clear how well his powers work if you take the blood away for a while.
And the reason I asked about human rights violations is because we're part of the UN. And
yeah,
we're report
fine.
Back.
That was fine. That was a nice opening.
The
game
guards
were
very.
We should actually report.
We're gonna have to. Sorry, guys. We got to do it. We're part of the UN.
It's cool. I know the form to fill out.
Okay. It's not like Amnesty International doesn't already have a thick file on it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think we're telling anybody anything new.
Okay. We know
that
we saw.
Okay, listen closely to this next part now.
What's our opinion on this guy? Let out.
Negative.
Yeah, negative. Okay.
I mean, not X, but a minus.
Just like the last guy. Power will reverse any life of crime.
Yeah.
If they can come up with a use that requires his power, then maybe they might let him go.
I have three codes so far.
Three?
Yes, I have an X for not on your life.
Okay.
I have a question mark for, well, if you gotta. And I have a minus sign for, what a lame power. But he'll return to a life of crime if you let him. Charcoal and cutout both have
power,
question marks.
You might be able to catch them.
Yes. Question marks means there's a handle on them.
Yeah.
Okay, so
there's only two of them. So.